Sugar-Free Carnival.
Pardon me, do you know anything about football?
Well, I know enough to let it alone.
Did you
ever play football?
I was 6 years on the freshman team.
6 years? Why, that's a career. What position did you play?
I was the general futility man.
No, you mean utility man.
No, futility. Whenever they put me in the game, they knew it was futile. Or futile. Have it your own way.
Well, how did you happen to quit the team? Get promoted or something?
No, they found out what was wrong with the team.
I see. They fired you off the team, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, you're not going to handle the pigskin this year?
No, the only time I'll handle any pigskin will be when it's between two slices of bread. How the game's too rough for me.
Well, it's a scientific game now. It isn't as rough as it used to be.
Oh, yeah, it's a scientific, all right. Yes, sir. I can't be bothered, though. Besides, I have corn.
Corn? Why don't you do something for them?
Why should I do anything for them? They never did anything for me. Let them suffer.
Well, listen, I believe if you're just half dry, you could make your letter.
I don't want anything to do with letters.
Why not?
Well, it was letters that got me into all that trouble with the waitress last year.
So you don't want to make the varsity. Well, how about that little girl that you've been going out with, that little blonde I saw you with on the campus? She seems like a nice, polished little lady.
Yeah, she's got polish, all right, but she won't sign up to me.
Well, that's a little unusual, isn't it?
Well, I ain't as young as I used to be. She's a darn nice girl, though.
How do you know she's nice?
Well, she won't have anything to do with me.
You know, I notice it's getting quite stylish now for the college girls to smoke pipes.
Well, I've stood for them smoking cigarettes, and I don't mind them wrapping a lip around a big black cigar once in a while, or a corn cob pipe.
But boy, when they start chewing tobacco, I'm through with them.
I see.
Yeah. Do you have any zoology in your curriculum?
No, but I have a terrible pain in my appendix.
Well, there's one thing I'd like to tell you. You really should take more pride in your personal appearance. How long do you wear a shirt?
Almost down to my knees. I can't get them to sit me. But,
No, what did the coach tell the dean? Tell me about it.
Sir, he walked right out on the field and he said to the dean, he said, look there, which is what's all those potato chips and leaves doing over the field?
Yeah, and what did the coach say?
He says, those are ears from yesterday's game.
Well, well, I hate to talk about the company, but never mind. Your company, my fun. I'll have to think of fun. It's funny how I get the girls I never try at all. I simply hypnotize them, my mother makes them fall. They go wild, simply wild over me. They go mad, just as mad as they can be. No matter where I'm at, all the reasons in that.
Theory that our troubles began when Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit is considered by anthropologists so much applesauce. That is, according to the famous scientist Isaac Newton, Adam and Eve, after eating the fruit, gravitated toward some kind of wearing apparel. I think that's called the Big Newton theory. None of us would remember it anyway. He was discovered, or rather originated. That is, his development was, it's very difficult to place a man, isn't it? Right here, I'm reminded of the famous poem by Rudyard Kipling, entitled If, I think it was. If you can keep your man when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can keep him round, although he's flat, if you can lean on him, although he's fat, good for you, dearie, a man's a man for all that. That isn't just what I thought it was. I think someone disturbed my notes. But nevertheless, I seriously hope that my lecture on the Java Man has thoroughly percolated. Thank you.
Scientific enough for you?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I never listen to lectures. I always have my secretary take them down in shorthand, and then he gives me the highlights.
Oh, is this your secretary?
Yeah, come here, Elmer. Did you get over that talk, Elmer? What were the highlights? Just read them off for me, will you?
Well, first he said the trouble with Corns is having his father. He must have cut out the seed to put him in with a corn and cigarette. That's what's causing all the trouble. Of course, and he mean it happened in there. That's what we foresee. Blue Jay.
I didn't understand the word.
Don't you think so, Mr. Collins?
Yes, yes. He took the words right out of my mouth. You know, folks, civilization makes many demands upon us. There's no doubt we'd all like to emulate Whittier's barefoot boy, but of course we've all grown up. Our feet are called upon to meet conditions which you know and I know they were never intended to meet. But that is one of the prices we must pay for our membership in a civilized race. In meeting these conditions, in spite of the care we take in the selection of our shoes, there's apt to come a time when we are painfully aware that we have developed a corn. Many times...
Just a minute, Mr. Collins, that corn, that's very, very bad. A corn is a very painful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just creep up on that word and then give everything you have. In other words, step on that corn there.
All right, I'll take that line again there. There is apt to come a time when we are painfully aware that we have developed a corn.
That's very good.
Many times we hope it will disappear, and we neglect to take steps to rid ourselves of it. Few of us would neglect to correct this situation after having once used Blue Jay
corn plaster. That's good.
They are so simple to use. They relieve pain almost instantly. And after 3 days, you may remove the Blue Jay and lift the corn out easily.
Now, that was very good, Mr. Collins, but I would have done it a little bit differently. For instance,
yes.
You should correct that word easily, you see.
Oh,
easily.
Yes.
You see, Blue Jay is a scientific product.
Yes.
Remember that it is scientifically medicated. That's what removes the tough corn.
Oh, well, thanks, Dr. Wright. I didn't know that you knew. You're a big help to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
did the moon fall out.
Says back, not at all, not at all. It gives me ideas. But you see, over already I'm his inspiration. He's so
and explained what it was. Yeah. She's calling it an ostrich in repose, which means that it's just a picture of an ostrich sitting down on its big naked legs looking back at its moth-eaten pen feathers. And you know what he's going to do? He's giving up the ostrich to paint me. He says I got more to offer than the other birds. Well, it's Jim Blum and Company. Who's calling? Well, just a minute, Mr. Bokenflat. I'll see if Mr. Bernstein's in. Hello, Mr. Bernstein. Are you with your brother-in-law? All righty, Mr. Bernstein, but I thought I'd ask. Hello, Mr. Bokenflat. Mr. Bernstein ain't in. He's went for the day. All righty. Hello, Roko. Well, me and my artist friend walked around together and looked at all the baby animals. And, Opal, we seen the strangest thing with beady eyes. I'd have swore it was your old man if I hadn't known he was in jail. Huh? Say, no, it wasn't no monkey. It's for them dirty things. I got nothing to say. Well, quarter to five, kiddo, and it takes me 15 minutes to get ready to quit, so I gotta go. I'm going to see my artist friend tonight, and if I get done in oil, I'll let you know. Yes, and that's how I'll be seeing you in any man's language. Goodbye now. Bernstein, Blatter and Company. Who's calling? Just a minute, please.
How do you like that, Mr. Wright?
How'd you like that?
Dr. Wright, if you please.
Oh, yes, pardon me. Say, I'm glad you brought that up. Just what are you a doctor of?
Oh, just sort of a kind of a doctor, you know.
A medical doctor?
Well, no, not exactly. I wouldn't say so, no.
Well, are you a dentist, a lawyer, what kind of a doctor?
Well, none of those you might say, just sort of.
Well, tell me just what kind.
I'm kind of a CD.
A CD?
Yeah.
What in the world is that?
CD is a doctor of philosophy.
Philosophy?
That's what I said, yes. C-I-L-O-S-O-P-Y.
Well, what college gave you the degree?
Well, it wasn't exactly a college. Elmer, come here. What college? Where was it? I got to be a CD. Tell him, will you?
Well, don't you remember, Doc? You were down in the college and had that argument about the different foreign system. Well, let's read him before. They gave you a CD. That's what you got, Mr. Morton.
I didn't understand the words.
I did. I think it was very well put, too.
All right. Presenting now the little king of song, Tommy Harris. He sings, I feel a song coming on. Tommy Harris.
Pressure and the medicated center attacks only the hard tissue of the corn and will not injure the surrounding skin and flesh in any way. In 3 days, remove Blue Jay, and the corn will lift out easily. From the Community Playhouse in San Francisco, this is the National Broadcasting Company.